VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We haven't talked about our lives.
Mm-mm. We have no lives.
Come on. I have a life. I'm a busy lady.
I'm a busy lady, but I wouldn't say that I'm like enjoying life. We're just recording and that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's music that's supposed to be playing. I don't know why it's not. So good luck guessing. Good luck guessing this song.
I don't know what.
Am I supposed to be guessing that?
No, I just made it up. I have no musical. Like, I can't even clap in unison. So, honestly, what I just did right there was a masterpiece.
Well, this is Air Quote Law Pod with no music because technical difficulties or whatnot. No. Or who knows? Maybe in about 2 minutes, it'll just start playing randomly. And if it does, then fantastic.
Let me check out how to start if I don't have a music to guess.
Yeah, I don't know how to start if I'm not complaining that there's no music that I can guess.
Other shit on the soundboard's working. Yeah. But the music is not.
Yeah.
Hmm. This music's working.
This one already.
Yeah. I don't understand why it's not working.
Well, whatever. Anyway.
So what's going on? We haven't done a new live episode in quite some time here, have we?
Yeah. So I guess.
Oh, there we go. Anything?
I know it.
Are we guessing this song or this goes to a television show?
It's a television show. I mean, I guess it's a song. I don't know.
It is a song.
Can you do it again?
I can.
I know.
The L word. Right,
here's a hint. I'll give you a hint. It's not the L word.
Because that's the only thing I've watched recently, and it sounds.
Well, funny. I have a lot to talk about.
The show, the title of this show, describes my co-hosts on this podcast until Liz comes and picks up these checks.
Two broke girls.
There we go. I did not put that together as I was selecting that song. I actually just selected that song because this is another one of those shows that ends up being on TV while I'm in a hotel and I've watched like here and there. And then I have a Roku TV, which is how I've been watching. Like they've got an actual Roku channel that has the practice on it. And that's how I've been watching the practice for the side piece that Liz and I are doing. And Two Broke Girls is in there. And I actually have been watching it piece by piece. And abruptly it stopped last night. So, and then I Googled it. And apparently that show got canceled after 6 seasons. Yeah. And so I guess I've watched it all. And I finished watching the last episode last night.
I don't know that I saw the end of it. It was on when I was in law school. And so I watched it like through law school, like as it was coming out, and I remember really liking it, but I don't know.
Okay, I have two more relevant things to Two Broke Girls, which wasn't that great of a show. First, I am so excited to be back with you guys. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever, and I miss you guys. And yeah, I'm excited to be here. And
woo,
I got a walkthrough.
So for those of you who are not seeing the video on this, which is all of you. We just got flashed a little bit.
It looks comfy.
It's not flashed. It's a Voxer's bra, which means that it's like full coverage. I would say it looks like a sports bra, but it's not like supportive enough to work out in. I sleep in it. I lounge around the house in it.
Here's
a call to action real quick about Voxer to all of our listeners out here. Ariel or somebody had tagged them in
Liz.
A tweet.
Or Liz did.
And they responded. And I had I exchanged some DMs with them about a potential sponsorship. They told us to email somebody. I did, with a bunch of details. And no response, just crickets. And literally, because we clearly don't do this or anything else in our lives for the money, had offered us to do a sponsorship that was merely affiliate based, meaning that we'd get some sort of coupon code to give out to you guys. And we'd only get paid anything if people bought. Still no response. So
I think that we have like a lot of cursing, and we have, I wouldn't say things that we think are super controversial, but I think that generally small brands like probably don't want to.
Either way, you should tweet at them and tell them to sponsor us just for grins.
I mean, I just want them to give me free underwear.
Yeah, tell us more about this bra. You said it's not supportive enough to work out in?
No. It's just like, it looks like a sports bra, but it's just super comfortable.
Is there like a padding situation?
No, there's no padding.
Oh, okay.
But the tragedy is I spent like another $100 on underwear there, and then like 2 days later, they dropped these super cool colors, and I'm like, are you effing kidding me? And like, maybe I'll buy more.
That's how they get you.
I got a problem. Like, I'm going to have to throw away all of my normal underwear, which is, like, the problem. Because, like, I can't just wear boxers all the time. Like, I'm not particularly...
Well, you could.
Yes, you could.
I mean, like, I guess so.
Who's going to stop you?
I mean, like, I've been wearing them with work pants, and you can definitely see there's, like, a line on my leg where my boxers are. I just don't care because I don't go to an office that anyone's in. But
So I fail to see the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, there really is no problem. But if I was like going out or something.
But you still have to wait. So you go to an office where there's no one, but you still have to wear work pants?
I mean, in the off chance that my like anyone shows up.
Oh, so, like, you're, like someone might show up.
So not a client. We don't have clients that are local. But I don't know. My supervisors are theoretically supposed to be in the same days that I am, but they are not there generally. I went in on a Friday, and I just wore, like, leggings.
Yeah.
Listen, as somebody who works for a big-time law firm, I will tell you that today I'm about as dressed up as I get unless I'm going to court,
t-shirt.
Which is, like, almost never. And I'm sitting here wearing a My Noodler t-shirt and jeans and shoes, like, that are not flip-flops. So that's about as dressed up as I generally get.
I look like a mess right now, but I haven't showered yet today.
Neither am I. So I guess, like, let's chit-chat about what's going on in our lives. Does Joe's wife still hate me? How is his house doing? Whatever's going on with Liz. The new firm is going well, I've heard, which is super exciting. And I don't know how much I'm allowed to disclose about Liz's mental health, but I'll tell you guys, I'm getting out of kind of like, I wouldn't say I was in a dark place, but I would say that I'm like a generally, I don't know, I'm a person who aims for being content in life. Like, I don't even need to be happy. So we'll just say that that's my bar is like for sure below average. And I would say I'm like feeling pretty content. I would borderline unhappy, but like we don't want to get fucking crazy.
And what about carried away.
You can talk about my mental health.
Oh, well, Liz is happy too. Like her firm is going well. I'll just speak for her. Her firm is going well. She's feeling like overwhelmed, but like in a good way, like that she's confident, she's got this, and she's feeling good. So we're excited. Yeah. And like I'm hoping Jobit's feeling good, but like but I can't speak for him because we haven't done anything but send memes lately.
I know, which is acceptable. It's not ideal.
Like, if you send, like, a poop meme, I don't know, like, how you're doing mentally. Like, unless you're literally doing – you feel like shit.
So That's a lot to unpack, because I can answer that question in emotional and physical ways, because there are both elements there. I'm it's weird, because despite good things that are happening in my firm, I am as motivated to get to a point where I can step aside from this as much as possible, the law practicing thing, and just go perform magic. And I've started booking gigs for holiday parties all the way out into December, and have put a call to action out that now that I'm booking them, you better, if you are interested, book me, because I'm going to fill up my calendar. And I'm going to fill up my calendar. That's what I decided yesterday with holiday gigs and things like that.
Well, that's good.
I am potentially doing a gig in Las Vegas on October 20th, depending on the timing. It's an odd, weird date, only because of the house that you asked about and the move and everything like that, which we can certainly get to. I mean, I have two episodes, maybe three episodes worth of rambling shit going on in my life. But despite all of that other shit, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, something like that. What day is it? It's Friday when we're recording this. So a little over a week ago, we tried one of our accident cases that should have settled, like many of them. And the insurance company was just being an asshole. And I'm not going to say who they were, but they certainly were not being a good neighbor to their client, their insured, and our client. So we sued them, and the most money that they offered us before we filed the lawsuit, let me just get this in here obligatorily, was 10 grand. About a month before trial, they offered us 28 grand, and we hung a verdict of $558,000 on them. So fuck you, good neighbor. You'd think that something like that would be motivating to be like, I want to devote more time to practicing the law, but I want to fill up that schedule booking magic performances because it's fun. And the only part of practicing law that seems to be fun is hanging big ass verdicts on insurance companies, which we'll do that. We've got more stuff lined up against that same insurance company and a few other ones that deserve to have their asses whipped. House is going along well. We closed on the house that we're buying while we were in Utah. We pre-signed a bunch of stuff. So we owned that house. We haven't moved in yet because the sellers are renting back from us until the end of October.
That's always nice.
It yes and no, because when you buy it and you want it, you kind of want it to move in. It's like if you were to buy yourself something for some sort of holiday that happens to be around the end of the year and you wrap it up and now you know that you're getting it, but you're not getting it yet. So it's kind of like that.
But it kind of gives you that extra money to like put towards like nice furniture or something. Like there's a benefit to it of like we rented back like only a few weeks, but to the people who are living here before, but it still gave us like a chunk
cash,
of money.
A little cash. Yeah, in
to go buy some furniture, which because of COVID didn't come in and we slept on the floor.
Gotta love it. So, the house that we live in now, we listed the day that we took flight to Utah because we went to Utah for about a week. And that's under contract. The inspection went well. There's a few minor things. The inspector is dumb. There's some things in there that are like, the house is on natural gas, but the hot water heater says that it's set up for propane. So somebody needs to come inspect it and make sure that whatever modifications were done to it, because that's a normal thing. There are different valves and shit that you can put on something to convert from natural gas to propane. And we're like, hey, motherfucker, it's propane. And so is the house. So that's kind of moot. So dumb shit like that. And it kind of, you know, to some extent that there's value. And I think a home inspection is a necessity. Not that I'm giving home buying and selling advice, but there's also some kind of perceived obligation to put shit on the list. Otherwise, I didn't do my job type of thing. You know what I mean? So how much of it is that? And now we've got this inspection report that's like, you might want to holler at your boy and find out why he dumped. And some of this other stuff might not be so accurate either. But it's all just kind of, hey, this is a thing. Get somebody to that's a professional to sign off on it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So we will close on our house selling about a week after we take possession of the new house. So we've got about a week to move all of our shit. We're hiring movers for most of it, all the big stuff. There are some things like my magic stuff and my whiskey collection and things like that that I'm going to move myself. But other than that, that's that.
I love that you're hiring movers.
Yeah, I'm not.
I did it this time. It was my first time.
Was it the best, or am I gonna hate it?
Are you going with a professional moving company?
Oh, of course, yeah. As opposed to what, like some fucking kid on Facebook Marketplace?
No, so there are definitely like people who do like moving on the side and like kind of a bunch of odd jobs or
no. This is like a legit company. Moving company, not so, some guy like, rolling up in a Sanford and Sons truck.
Sometimes they suck. Read the contract really close, which I shouldn't have to tell you as a lawyer, because some of them will say in there that they will, like, not deliver your stuff the same day. Like, they'll tell you on the phone. They'll be like, yeah, yeah, it obviously goes straight there. But if you read the contract, they'll be like, we have a month and a half to deliver your stuff.
Oh, my God.
You're like, you're going 2 miles. So sometimes they'll just be like, not bringing your – the moving contracts are so – effing weird, and they F you in the butthole so bad. So just give that a peruse, is what I would say. But yeah, it's really nice not having to move the furniture. The movers that we got were like a little old. And
they were old?
Yeah, they weren't like super old, like, but like elderly? We had it. No, they weren't elderly.
I can get it.
They were like in their 50s, but like they were definitely like, it's a 4-floor house and they were definitely.
You look young and spry, young lady. Can you get this for me?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not. This time I was like, look, so we had the movers just for the furniture and I have a lot of books. So I'm used to moving like my own furniture, and then I used to have like 20 boxes of books, and I cut that down a little bit. So. But yeah, it was a weird move because this was the first move that I like moved with a substantial amount of furniture. And I was like, I'm not doing it. Like now I pull a muscle turning my head in the shower. But I guess one of the reasons that I'm feeling like happier lately is because I've been working out and I've been eating healthier. And I still have the body of a Teletubby, but I'm in shape. So,
oh, did you see that thing? Speaking of Teletubbies that I commented on?
Yeah. Erica was like, that's a new way of talking about yourself. And I was like, yeah. But yeah, that's kind of what I look like. I kind of have the body of a Teletubby, and went to a gym class with only skinny people yesterday. And I was like, kill me now. But I like kept up, and you know, it sucks to eat healthy and
listen. This
work
is
work out and not lose weight, but I'm feeling good and my cardio health is great, so I won't die young.
So let me ask you this. Are these only skinny people that you reference skinny top to bottom?
Yeah. I mean, no. So there was one girl who was a little chubby, but it's just like when they're just like get into a squat position and like both of my thighs are still touching and like my legs are separated.
Look, at the end, just make sure that when you're in a room like that, at the end of the workout, you take off your shirt and you walk around only wearing that boxer top, and then they'll know what's up.
Well, so that's the thing. Like, this gym is – when I started at this gym, which is not this current gym but a different location, they were all about, like, loving yourself and your body. And it's, like, about just, you know, doing what feels good for you, whatever. Don't, like, work out hard and push yourself, but don't, like, kill yourself. Don't get hurt and, like – modify things and like you're good the way you are or whatever. And I know that's like really stupid, but it was like very relaxing to me.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it is nice, but it kind of sounds like I'm like drinking the Kool-Aid, like I'm part of a cult or something. But now I go to the gym and like
legit normal like advice that doesn't sound crazy.
Yeah, but you don't normally get that at gym, so I really appreciated it. and like the being like, you're good enough as you are. And I'm just like, ugh, God bless. The new gym doesn't like, the other gym doesn't do it as much.
Did they tell you you're not good enough as you are?
Yeah. No, they were like, I have great form because I've been doing this so long, going to this same like type of gym. So I'm like good at it. But yeah, people have started wearing like crop tops and just sports bras. And I'm not really like about that at a gym. Like, I liked this gym because people were like mostly clothed. But now people are like wearing those like shorts and like, I get it. Everybody should be able to work out in what they want to work out in. But I also kind of want to feel like, I mean, like, I don't want to feel like shit. Like, I just want to go work out and I don't like need to see how great you look. I can already see how great you look. You're wearing leggings down to your ankles. That's like, I can already see your tight ass. So yeah, that's my digress.
Well, so that's what's going on in everyone's lives. Well,
I have a question for JoBeth.
I didn't get to talk about what's going on in my life yet.
I just have like a 1 second question of when is JoBeth performing his next show locally?
How local?
Like the state of Maryland?
The next one that I'm doing that is open to the public, although it's ticketed. It's not a show, so this doesn't really count. But it's I'm doing walk arounds during a cocktail hour for the Cecil County Arts Council Gala on November 4th, and then I'm going to do one stage routine. And again, I'm starting to book a bunch of private holiday party type of stuff for the winter months. I do have something coming up in February that is not finalized yet. But that is going to be my daughter's school is, and I'm not going to say too much about this, but I'll talk about it. My daughter's school, her class or whatever, you know how they pay for proms or some shit like that or whatever. So they got to raise money. And my daughter is apparently on some committee for that. And this is the same school in which Tony farted, by the way, just to redraw that. So she was talking to me about this. And I'm like, well, why don't you guys have a magic show? And she's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I'm connected to all these
fundraisers,
and I could perform myself. And I literally, you could pick your favorite one of who we've had here in Elkton. And I could reach out to them and say, hey, you want to do this type of gig? She's like, yes, get this one. I reached out. This person said yes. She took it to the school. They had a meeting. And overwhelmingly, the head of the school is like, yes, 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 yes. So the wheels are in motion to have that. That's going to be in February as of right now. Book me. Find me someplace that wants to have some entertainment, and I'll go do a stage show there. As long as it fits within my schedule, yeah.
Okay. Well, keep me updated. And Liz, your stuff.
My stuff. Yay. I want to talk about me.
Good.
Yeah. No, like Ariel said, I've been doing the new firm. It's been up since, like, I guess the beginning of September. It's going well. It's me and my assistant, and it's been a nice time. But I went to North Carolina and saw my new niece. I don't think have we recorded since I've been back? I don't think so.
I don't even know.
Yeah. You held her little teeny body.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. We recorded once since then.
Oh, we talked about that?
I think so.
I kind of think that we did. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, oh my God, did we talk about this already? So then, what else? I feel like I had things I wanted to talk about. Last weekend, I went to the Stamp and Scrapbook Show, and my friend and I I went with Kitty, a friend of the pod, Kitty, and we were definitely the youngest people there. So no one is surprised.
For those who are wondering, it is the reason why you got a bank episode last week and not a live episode.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, can't talk. At the Stamp and Scrapbook Show.
Stamp and Scrapbooking. We needed to drop that anyway. It was getting to the month mark, so it was good timing.
Okay, yeah. The Stampin' Scrapbook Show was a good time. It probably would have been really boring for almost anyone. But it was a lot of stamps, which I'm not that into stamps, but I enjoyed looking at the stamps. But I did, I got some nice glitter markers. So, and I got this glitter spray that you like spray on a piece of paper and it's like glitter paint in it. I don't know. It was very exciting. Anyway, we spent a long time looking around at the Stampin' Scrapbook Show. So that was a pretty exciting time. And it was very cute. It was just mostly a bunch of old ladies. But, you know, I guess it's one of those things where the things I like are probably pretty boring. And that's fine. But it's like when I go to like a sports game, sometimes I'm bored. But because that's more mainstream, it's like, you know, people like that.
You're allowed to like what you like.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was big fun. And then I had, what else did I do last weekend? I remember going somewhere and then having to be back for something that I did. And I don't know. Well, Tim Husband has been working basically nonstop. I'm just taking off my sweatshirt. I'm not like stripping for you guys.
So the zinc is working?
Oh my God. Well, so if you're not in the Baltimore area, Baltimore had an issue with their water, and my husband works for the water department in the city. And so he had been basically working nonstop since like I came back from North Carolina. He had been working like 12 hours a day pretty much all of last week. It was a lot. So we've barely seen him. So that's been a time. And
this was right on the tail of him coming back from Texas, correct?
Yeah, he came back from Texas for like a couple days. And then Joey, my 2-year-old, and I went to North Carolina. And then we came back and the day before the holiday. And then that Monday, Tim was supposed to not have work, but he went in at like 2 p.m., got off at midnight, or no, 1 a.m., got off at 1 a.m., came home, slept for a little bit, had to be back at like 6 a.m. It was crazy. So it was just nonstop. And I don't know, that's been not great. So he ended up getting so much. He basically had like 37 hours of overtime. I mean, not that he gets paid for overtime because he's salaried, but yeah, all he gets is comp time, but like, he's not going to be able to use it probably. So he ended up taking 2 days off this week just to like, you know, sleep and be home. So he was home with Joey. And I mean, I was just working. I just like, you know, but he was home with Joey. And then this morning he had to be back in at 6. So he gets up a little after 5 and Joey hears him getting ready to go. And I think she thinks if he leaves, she's never going to see him again. So of course she's crying and crying. And it was so sad because she doesn't understand like what's going on. It's been really sad because I know that she's crying because she hears him leaving and she barely saw him. I mean, from Monday to Thursday, when he came home on Thursday, he woke her up just because he hadn't seen her in like 4 days. And before that, you know, we were gone and he's like, if I don't see her at 10 p.m. at night, I'm not going to get to see her. And even then, he was still like on his phone doing work stuff. I mean, I think the situation is better now, but still, I don't know. It's been a rough time. So, yeah. And then, our Twitter for a little while became like an anti J.K. Rowling Harry Potter account, so that was fun. I did want to talk about that.
Oh my god.
Because that happened.
So why now, though? Like, what new fucked up shit did she say?
She just wrote, well, I mean, why now did I put it on Twitter?
Yeah.
I mean, she's been saying fucked up stuff for years, so like...
Yeah. Well, I haven't liked her, like, for a while. What's
the new thing that she did that, like, tipped you off?
She wrote a new book under her pseudonym, Robert Galbraith. I don't know how you pronounce it. Which, I mean, that name, and I want to be sure that I get it right, is actually the name of, I think, it's like, I want to say that name. Oh, it's, I remember now. It's from someone who was an advocate of like conversion therapy, I believe. Okay. Was like that guy. And then she decided to make that her pseudonym. So between that, and then it seems like, I guess, because it's getting into Halloween, because it's like everywhere I go, I see Harry Potter shit and so much of it. And I was just on Twitter and I don't know, I guess I saw something or was feeling some type of way, but it's just, I don't know. It's just ridiculous to me that she's so awful. So for those of you who don't know, she's awful. She basically hates trans people, doesn't think that they're real or legit. You know, she's one of those people who is like, she's a TERF, a trans exclusionary radical feminist. And I could have probably prepared more to talk about this, but I didn't. But I just wanted to, you know, go on a rant. Because who doesn't love a good rant? So, but it's like everywhere you go, you see Harry Potter this and Harry Potter that. And she made her money. She could have just shut up and never said another word and been rich and been like a bigot in silence that no one would have to listen to. But instead, she was like, you know what? I'm going to say a bunch of awful things. And yet everyone is like, oh, I don't know. I'm rambling. Someone chime in.
No, you got it.
Yeah, I feel like it's just not.
And I don't know. I guess I had seen enough of it and I was on our Twitter and I was like, you know what? I'm going to like all these things. Oh, I know. Because another thing that happened is that, okay. American Girl doll, right?
Yeah.
Did you grow up with them and like love them?
Yes.
Who did you have?
What's the wrong thing? I definitely had Kit and Samantha, and I think Felicity.
I had Felicity, Molly, and Samantha. And yeah, is that they're doing a collab with the Harry Potter franchise, and they now have little Harry Potter robes for like the American Girl dolls. And, like, that's gross.
Okay, so where does American Girl doll fall on this spectrum of, like homophobia and all of that stuff?
I mean, I thought they were against it. I guess I don't really know.
Like, Harry Potter collaboration, because, like, Harry Potter is not just J.K. Rowling. At this point, she's, like... So many people from Harry Potter have disassociated themselves with her, and it's more about like the community and the morals that are taught in the books than it is about her personal feelings.
Some of the stuff is not great, and I don't know.
In the books?
Yeah.
What?
So, and granted, I am not as well versed in this as many people, you know, because there's like, I mean, there's kind of some anti-trans stuff in the books. There's some,
like, what? I'm just like not recalling.
And there's supposedly some like anti, like the Jewish stuff with like the goblins who work at the bank. People say it's like an anti-Jewish caricature. I don't know.
I'm sorry, but like goblins aren't Jewish. I'm confused.
No, but there's like this drawn out stereotype of bankers being Jewish. And now in this, we're going to depict the bankers as goblins.
And they have like, they, I don't know, they're supposed to be Like, it's a thing.
I feel like it's a stretch.
And I don't know. I just don't think they're that good. Granted,
Liz is just trying to say that the hog is not without warts.
Yeah, I just don't like see. You're going to see things wherever you're looking for them, I guess.
Yeah, but she's like, confirmed awful. And, like, people can get a, like, I don't know. It's,
yeah.
I don't know. Do you need Harry Potter that badly? Like.
I mean, the theme park is cool, but that's about it. I don't know if she's making money off of that. Did she? Is it? Who owns it? Like, who is Universal licensing all that from? Does, you know, did she sell all of those rights? Is she licensed? You know,
I don't know. I just think it's still her, and like, she's awful, and it sucks, and I don't like it. It's too intertwined. Like, I don't think you can separate it.
Well, no, there's a big difference, because if she got that bag one time and said, here, Universal or Warner Brothers or whoever, I'm going to give you all of this and you're going to give me this lump of money. And now you can do with it what you want. I'll keep my book royalties or whatever. But as far as like the characters and the images and everything, you can go and license those and you can make a theme park and do all this other shit. And again, I don't know the answer to this question, but if she got her lump of cash, so you buying swag or you buying tickets to the theme park or whatever, don't put money directly in her pocket, then I think it's a different statement.
That's a good point.
What we're going to learn here, going into another blow up in the other direction on theme park type shit, is you're not going to see people not going to the Disney theme parks because the new Ariel is not white, which apparently is some big to do from racists.
Yeah, because people are fucking stupid.
The biggest problem is the cesspool that is the internet, because people just want to be keyboard cowboys and say fuck you to shit, but then they'll literally go to the movie. They'll literally go to the theme parks. It's like, listen, you bigoted motherfuckers, why don't you just not go so that I can have less lines for the rides when I go?
Also, like, Disney has been outwardly racist for like decades and decades and decades. So like, I guess like boycott Disney also, just like from the opposite perspective of like, if we're going to boycott Harry Potter, like for sure, like places that did blackface like Disney would probably be a good place too.
Peppa Pig has
a character who has two moms, and that's
some of that. One of them makes noodles, and one of them has a job.
Yeah, so it was like all because of a petition in the U.S. that like wanted more diversity, and in Italy, people are losing their shit because they also have Peppa Pig there, obviously dubbed in Italian, but they're just like, oh my god, this is disgusting, and I'm like, it's pigs and a panda, like. Not even like, it's not even an interspecies marriage. It's two pandas or two bears or polar bears or something.
Also, going back to the Disney thing, I feel like I'm one of the last people who you would expect to like defend Disney because like, you know, I'm kind of a grump towards them a lot of the time. But I think to their credit, they've tried to fix some things.
They are evolving.
They've put like warnings in front of certain movies. And I mean, you know,
They're re-theming rides that are based off of old stories that have racist connotation to them. Okay. So again, I'm not time traveling to defend them, but I will tell you that at least they are forward thinking and are trying to fix what they can.
So what are the warnings though? Like keep in mind this movie is racist?
Yeah, in front of well, we can look this up. I know because let's see. I believe there one before Dumbo, I know. Is there one? I think there's one before Peter Pan. There is one, I think, before some episodes. Okay. Oh, if I search it, Disney warning before Peter Pan, before Jungle Book, before Aristocrats, before Dumbo. Let's click Peter Pan. It says, this program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or culture. The stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now.
Why don't they just fucking remove it or remake them or something? Like, why are you just like, this was racist then, it's racist now, let's just keep putting this out there and making money off of it?
They'll remake them, but apparently
people are just like, oh yeah, sure, that's an effort. That's not an effort. That's adding like one line and changing nothing. This didn't cost them any money. This did
but apparently this new remake that they just dropped of Pinocchio is hot trash. So, you know, remaking doesn't
Tom Hanks is in it. I think Pinocchio is always
so like, these live action remakes. Granted, I've only seen, I think, two of them. I saw Beauty and the Beast and I saw Lion King. And like Pinocchio, it confuses me, like, because the puppet I saw a preview still looks like the puppet. And it was kind of like Lion King.
I mean, it's supposed to. It's a puppet.
It's not a live act. Like, it looks like the cartoon. I'm like a live action Lion King. Like, it's still talking lions. It's not live action. I'm just watching a cartoon that's not a cartoon. And it's the same movie. I just don't understand. I don't understand any of it. It feels like a cash grab to me, which, I mean, they're going to be successful at. So, you know, good for them. Like, capitalism wins. But, you know, it doesn't excite me.
You haven't been to one. Have you not been to one of their theme parks at all, or has it just been a long time? Remind me.
I've not been at all.
Okay, so go and then talk to me about the masters of the cash grab that they are, because
I don't want to go because it's so much money.
It's so much money.
It's so much money before you go. Wait till you get there.
Like, I could go on a European vacation for as much as it costs to go.
And we'll see you next year.
Yeah, I have to save up for Ariel's wedding.
So, no one has to come, but
I want to. I want to come.
I would love you to come. There's like a bunch of every time I talk to my mother, she goes from like no one from our family is coming to everyone from our family is coming, and I'm just like.
Speaking of everybody coming, should we have a threesome?
There you go.
I didn't prepare questions because
who's questioning this time?
But I'll wing it.
How about the two of you?
Okay, I mean, like, I always have Bezzer Wiser here, so.
I mean, we could round robin this. I could come up with some shit.
I mean, I can do it. I know some stuff about some things.
All right, let's take a quick break, put our heads together, and then come back with some questions. Cool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get down to it. So who we got to do Ariel versus Liz, or are we going to round robin this?
It's up to you guys.
Let me know, because I'll come up with different questions depending on who it is.
You don't have that much time. You have to answer a question with a question at the same time.
I know that this dead time makes for great podcasting, but...
I'm good. I can do it. I can come up with quick questions.
All right, go for it.
Ariel, you want to do me versus you?
I have something on deck to drop in case somebody doesn't have a question at the ready.
Okay. All right, I'll go first. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Sure, you can go first. I can't believe you have questions already. Sure.
Okay. Recently in the news, NASA asked people to name what, and it went as well. It went as well as you would expect. What did NASA ask people to name? It's so good.
A rocket.
Jobeth, do you want to guess?
I am unfamiliar with this story, but I'm going to guess maybe that James Webb satellite.
I think that's already named James Webb.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they wanted to name it like Camera McCamera Face or something like that. Because that's like the high level that you get when you ask the general public to name things.
This is so good. This is a Uranus probe.
Oh, God. That already has a great name.
Some of the favorite names. So they shared some creative names. Here are some that people liked. B-U-T-T, Better Uranus, Telemetry Tracking, Bootylicious, Deep Dive, Pegasus, Operation Butt Plug, Prostate Exam, Research Education, Charging Towards Uranus Mission, Rectum, Shania Wolf, the inventors of the colonoscopy, Coronis, and Urinal Probe.
Interesting. Errol, what you got?
Okay. Fuck. I just had one. Okay. What handheld Palm Pilot was one of the first? Oh, no, just the handheld Palm Pilot was one of the first PDAs. What did the initials PDA stand for?
Personal Data Assistant.
No.
No?
Close. Dobeth?
Portable.
No. Personal Digital Assistant.
Oh, I was so sure that I was right. I had one too. I had a Palm Pilot.
I think everyone did. Did all of them end up in the trash?
I'm sure.
Well, they turned into Blackberries eventually.
I was way too young to have one, like, for anything meaningful, but I wanted one, and I think I, like, got it for Christmas because that's what I really wanted because I wanted to be cool. What did I use it for? Nothing. I was a child. I had no data that I needed assisting with. So, yeah. All right. Let's talk about one of my favorite things from the past few weeks. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Is this a question?
Yes. Are you ready for the question?
It's what we're here for.
Yes, okay. I am ready for the question.
All right.
It's that time of the show.
All right. There's a 7-year-old named Tariq, and he is South Dakota's new ambassador for what?
Corn.
Corn.
I know.
It's corn.
Yeah, it is.
I love it so much. Do you not know about Corn Boy? Oh, my God. It's so cute. He's this little kid, and he has an interview about corn, and they're like, what do you like about it? He's like, it's corn. I mean, just look at this thing. I can't imagine a more beautiful thing. It's corn. So South Dakota named him the Corn Ambassador, and they did a remix of it, and now there's a song about Corn Boy, and I mean, he is really living his best life. Like, I'm very
happy. Didn't he get, like, an unlimited supply of corn? But I don't, like, that's the cheapest food in the world. So who needs an unlimited supply of corn? It's, like, 19 cents per piece of corn.
Tariq said an ear of corn should cost $1. And though everyone doesn't have to love it, everyone should certainly give corn a taste, especially with butter. If you or anyone loves corn, if you come to me, I'll tell you all about it. And you know what? I love corn. I love corn. It's one of my favorite vegetables. It's so good. So I'm very happy. When I was in North Carolina and I was in my dad, we were at the grocery store, like, shopping for dinner, and there was corn. I was like, we should get corn. I was like, corn is really having a renaissance right now. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, it's very popular. And, you know, I just love this for corn. I'm very happy. Because, you know, there's a lot of shit going on. Oh my God. We didn't even talk about the Queen's death.
There's a lot of corn
and
shit.
I don't have anything to say.
Hard pass. Next question, Ariel.
Okay.
That was a gross joke you made.
Okay. There's so many that have abbreviations, but I don't know if you like hate the abbreviation questions.
Well, I thought I was good at them until I got the last one wrong. So give me another one. Maybe I'll be good at it.
The RCMP enforces the federal laws throughout Canada. What do the initials RCMP stand for? And this comes up a lot in true crime podcasts.
I know what it is.
Canadian Mounted Police?
It is.
Wait. What did you just say?
Is it Royal Canadian Mounted Police?
Mounted.
Plus. Yeah, mounted. But that's there you go. That's fine. Okay, she's good at these.
All right. Well, speaking of the queen and the man queen, I've been talking about the man queen. Even though, what is it, King Charles?
Yeah.
I'm just like, he's the man queen. All right. Here's another pop culture one for you. Because I think this happened twice in like the past week. What object did he get really frustrated over twice in the past like week?
I don't even know what that means.
He was like using an object and he got really frustrated over it. Two different times.
An iPad.
No. Jobeth, do you know?
I would guess it would be something stupid like a spoon.
You're close. It was a pen. He's like, what? Wife had trouble using a pen. And like the one time it might have been a fountain pen. And he's like, I'm looking at the circle. He's like, oh, look, it's going everywhere. I can't bear this bloody thing every stinking time. And he like walks away. God. Twice. He's gotten really, I mean, you know, this appeals to me because the stationary groups have been a buzz.
This exists.
Yeah. So twice the man queen has had a fit over the pen.
I'm struggling with the fact that they're going to change all of the money. And like, I just like, this annoys me so much because I think it's so stupid that like the person who's ruling us to like, oh my God, just like, I don't know. So we talk about this a lot in my house, but like, just like as you print more money, stop printing money with the queen's face on it. Don't like, there doesn't have to be some like reclaiming effort. And I don't know how much truth there is to that or what exactly the system is. But like, I don't understand this like urgency and how like eventually there should be no money with the queen's face on it. Like, this is insanity. Just like, stop fucking up. Like, stop making things more difficult than they need to be. This is so stupid. Like, I think they've got bigger problems over there. But sure, if this is how they want to play that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing that was going to happen. I mean, I just, it's crazy. So they're just
anyway
printing all the money, and does all the old money come out of circulation?
That's my understanding. But next time we record, I'll have
an undertaking. And by the time he's like 73 years old, so by the time they get all of it swapped out, he's going to be dead, and then they'll have to put the boy on there.
Yeah, they got to just like start on like the person who's going to come after him, design that money, and just skip over the almost dead one.
I mean, maybe I should have asked you what Prince Charles, what object he wants to come back as in his next life.
It's probably a dildo.
Ariel? Any guess?
I have no idea.
A corgi.
It's a tampon.
Oh, that was close.
Ew, that's disgusting. I thought you meant this was a real answer.
He was married to Diana, and he was like having these phone calls with Camilla, and he like made a joke about how he would like come back as her tampon.
And, like, yo, that'd be fun. I'm not acknowledging this. This is too much for me.
Oh, see, I have so much good trivia.
That's disturbing. Okay. What do you call a word that is created by mixing up the letters of another word?
Oh, really?
Anagram?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I felt like I knew it, and then I was like, that's too easy.
It was too easy.
Well, I don't know if I would have remembered it.
Well, good for me.
Yay.
Yay. So,
yeah, I did, per usual on this, roughly one question.
Jobeth, what was your question? Now I want it.
Oh, I was going to ask you guys, Disney is re-theming one of their very, very popular theme park rides because it was based off of a racist story called The Song of the South. What theme park ride are they re-theming?
Is it Frozen?
No, they actually re-themed Frozen from the Maelstrom several years ago. And the ride is like exactly the same, except they've just put Frozen facade on it.
Is it Moana?
It is Splash Mountain. And that's the one that's based on the Song of the South. And it is going to be rethemed for the Princess and the Frog, both in California and in Florida. I don't know about the rest of the world, but probably.
What other locations do they have other than like France?
There's France, there's Shanghai, there's Japan.
Interesting. I didn't know any of this.
I think there's one more somewhere. I'm blanking on it. Let's see. But yeah. So yeah, that's what we got for this week. So hit us up. Give us some questions to trivia people, each other on, some threesome stuff. Write us in, ask us weird questions. You know, we were going to talk about reverse prank phone calls in one of these episodes because of how I deal with telemarketers, and I need to figure out how to record that stuff. But if you've had any weird phone calls, let's just put it this way. I kept getting these solicitation calls for somebody who I guess used to have a number that forwards into my phone, and they were like, hey, do you still have the property at such and such? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Would you consider selling it? I'm like, I guess so. And this is all some fucking scam call. I don't know where it's going, but, they were like, can you describe the property? Like how many bedrooms and bathrooms and what kind of condition it's in? I'm like, well, it doesn't really have any bedrooms or bathrooms anymore. We've converted it into a video studio. We've been shooting, Hollywood level production quality pornography there. Some of them have been girl on girl. Some of it has been orgy. There's been some gay porn, and it's around that time.
This is why we're not getting any sponsorship.
Maybe. Hey, I'm tucking this away at the end of the episode, right? So you'd have to listen to the whole damn thing to even get to this level of shenanigans. So anyway, hit us up, airquotelawpod@gmail.com or airquotelawpod on the socials. Tell us what's going on in your lives. Anybody got anything else?
I think that's all I got.
Yeah.
All right, kids, until next time. This was adjourned.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life. I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on ElectriCast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
ElectriCast.
Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Baklaan.
And I'm Eden Alpert.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an ElectriCast production.
See you there.
ElectriCast.